San Diego suburb. Demonstrators blocked traffic as they marched around the city.
Republicans and Democrats deal President Obama the first veto override of his presidency regarding a bill that allows U.S. victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts.
I think it was a mistake.
Obama saying it could lead to lawsuits against the U.S. Also, lawmakers approve a bill to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-315-7780.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Shimon Peres will be hugely missed.
Secretary of State John Kerry, one of scores of world leaders and officials who will be attending a Friday funeral for the former president and prime minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, who died yesterday at 93.
Everybody who knew him, admired him, who was inspired by him, and by his example for the pursuit of justice and peace, will continue, I know, to remain inspired and motivated by him.
Officials in South Carolina are trying to figure out why a homeschooled teenager allegedly killed his father and then went directly to a nearby elementary school where he shot two students and a teacher.
Did he have issues at school? Did he have issues at home? We don't know, but we're certainly going to run the gamut of everything and try to come up with the motive.
That's Anderson County Sheriff John Skipper. The teacher and one of the students shot, treated and released, but the other student's in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Today is National VFW Day. We're reminded that members of the VFW have not only served the country, but have then continued to serve their fellow veterans. We're urged to take time to honor VFW members in our communities who have sacrificed and continued to serve. It's also World Heart Day, a good day to remember some of the tips we're constantly given for better heart health, as heart disease remains the number one killer in America.
Well, welcome to the White House, everybody, and give it up for NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Kyle Busch.
Hey. President Obama welcoming NASCAR driver Kyle Busch and his team to the White House to celebrate their Sprint Cup Series championship.
There were some people who thought we were going to see a Busch back here in the White House this year, but they didn't know it was going to be Kyle.
After missing 11 races early in the season due to a broken leg, Busch came back to win five races on the way to his first ever career championship. Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez being laid to rest at a private funeral today. The 24-year-old was killed last Sunday along with two of his friends when their boat crashed off Miami Beach. And on a much lighter note, former NFL QB Tim Tebow hits a home run on his first day in professional baseball. In fact, he does it on the first pitch he ever sees in his first ever minor league game in Florida yesterday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington, Crown Trophy of Flemington. We're trophies and a whole lot more.
It's time for Hunter Schimmer Radio Weather. It's overcast skies right now, 58 degrees, 60% chance of precipitation. Today is Thursday. It's September 29, 2016. Weather Underground says cloudy, numerous showers, mainly this morning, highs in the mid-60s, east winds of 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25, chance of rain 70%. Showers likely and lows in the mid-50s tonight, east winds around 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25, chance of rain is 70%. Rain continues tomorrow, showers high in the lower 60s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 25, chance of rain 80%. We have rain Friday night and into October 1st. Showers likely, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds around 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. The rain continues to Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely, main in the morning, highs in the lower 70s, chance of rain 60%. And finally, we clear out, with Monday being partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. Temperatures in our area. ...57 in Raritan, 58 in White House, 55 in Union Township, 57 down in Ringo's, 56 over in Lambertville, 55 in Frenchtown, 54 in Easton. Good morning, Hunter and Sunshiver Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inChamberRadio.com app today.
Little Frank giving us Brandy Likes the Comms Celebration Villages for the week
beans
and the day.
So they've got to find those extra cups to fill.
We're finishing up September. I don't know what happened to it. Just flew by. So
you
we got.
Get cherry soda, cause they've got to fill that quota.
World Hearing Aid Awareness Week. It's Ally Week. Banned Books Week. Health Information and Technology Week, National Postdoc Appreciation Week, National Fall Foliage Week, International Sand Sculpting Championships start on the 30th. And for today, it is World Heart Day, it's MAGS Day, M-A-G-S. It's Mutation Day. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. National Biscotti Day. Wonder what biscottis go through with. National Attend Your Grandchild's Birthday. VFW Day and International Coffee Day. So a little coffee and biscotti, and you've got the whole day covered. Maybe if you do that at the VFW hall, you get extra points. Celebration services for the week and a day from BrandyLocks.com. Pick something and get involved.
You date a girl and find out later she smells just like a percolator.
Vitamin C comes from Ingenicom. This is a follow-up story to some news that we were talking and tracking earlier this year, written by Justin Zaremba of NJ Advanced Media on the 25th. He says, the shot bald eagle, Lily, is going to return to the wild. So 9 months, this is in Sussex County, 9 months after he was found shot and suffering from lead poisoning, Lily, a bald eagle, has been released back into the wild in time for the fall migration, according to the Raptor Trust, the wild bird rehabilitation center that took in the bird. Lily, despite the name, is a four-year-old male who was found in Pittstown neighborhood this past December. Named by a young girl from the area, Lily was taken into the wild rehabilitation experts with the Raptor Trust when the bird failed to move from the tree he was in for several days. The bird was found to have broken bones and significant tissue and nerve damage as a result of the shooting and required several surgeries. Lead poisoning from the gunshot also required multiple rounds of treatment known as chelation. Quote, the bird was some challenges to face when it returns to the wild, for sure, Raptor Trust Director Chris Sorcy said in a statement. While its leg has healed fairly well, there is some lingering nerve damage. However, it is an experienced adult bird. It has survived in the wild for several years already. It flies very well, and it knows what it has to do to hunt, scavenge, and live in the wild. Sousy added that both of the other options, a life in captivity or euthanasia, are really lousy options. He's ready to go now, and we have an obligation to give him his chance. Lily was released into the wild at the Walkell River National Wildlife Refuge in Sussex last week along the Appalachian Mountain Flyway, just in time for the fall migration season, Raptor Trust said. Bald eagles are endangered species in New Jersey and are protected by both state and federal laws, including the Migratory Bird Treaty Act and the Bald and Golden Eagles Protection Act. The Raptor Trust said U.S. Fish and Wildlife has been investigating the shooting, but no arrests have yet been made. An $8,000 reward has been offered for information leading to conviction in Lily's shooting. Anyone with information regarding this crime can contact the local U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office. So hopefully a positive and successful and happy ending to a very bleak story at one time. With the lead poisoning and the shattered bones, Lily was on the chart of potentially not going to make it, but a couple more months of rehabilitation, and Lily's back in the wild, and it's a good story. So there you go, something to cheer about, something to smile about. That's vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old Jackie Almanac has now our celebrity birthdays.
Celebration all night long.
For September 29th, 2016, singer Halsey, who's 22, sang The Feeling with Justin Bieber. Sunny with a Chance, Doug Brochu is 26. Actress and All That, Lisa Foyles is 30. Television personality from The Hills, Lo Bosworth is 30. Model and television personality, Lauren Pope is 33. Shay Astor is 35 from The Lost. Turning Japanese, Zibby Allen is 36. Chuck's Zachary Levi is 36. Dallas Green is 36. Sang Coming Home. Leap Year, Michael Ford Fitzgerald is 37. Bring It On, Nathan West is 38. In Bronson, James Lance is 41. Yes Man's Anna Kaja is 42. Stargate's Alexis Cruz is 42. Writer, producer, and director Matt Hellum is 42. Peep Show's Robert Webb is 44. Mackenzie Crook is 45 from the Pirates of Caribbean movies. Imagine Me and You, Rick Warden is 45. A River Runs Through It. Emily Lloyd is 46. High Fidelity and Two Girls and a Guy, Natasha Gregson Wagner is 46. 46th birthday of Russell Peters, comedian and writer. Playboy playmate, actress Erica Eleniak is 47. She was in E.T., The Extraterrestrial, and Under Siege. Hellboy 2. Luke Goss is 48. The Love Boat, An Airplane. Jill Whelan is 50. From Hostel Part 2, cartoon voices to Hercules, Roger Bart's 54. Iron Man 3, Dale Disney is 55. Daylight, 9.5 weeks. Karen Young, 58. Comedian and actor Andrew Dice Clay is 59. PBS newscaster Gwen Ifill is 61. From Tron and Caddyshack, Cindy Morgan is 62. Days of Our Lives, Drake Huckstein is 63. Grand funk singer and guitarist Mark Farner is 68. Iron Butterfly guitarist Mike Panera is 68. Brian Gumbel is 68. Jurassic Park, Martin Ferraro, 69. Police Academy, Donovan Scott, 69. 70th birthday of Patricia Hodge from The Elephant Man. Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, Isla Blair, 72. Music producer, composer of The Rock Files, Hill Street Blues, Mike Post, 72. Co-founder of the Solidarity Trade Union, Lech Walesa, 73. Deadwood and Pirates of the Caribbean, Ian McShane is 74, jazz violinist Jean-Luc Ponty is 74, and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is 81 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate.
If you to love me, let police don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love will tumble me down. You leave me
breathless.
Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me
Breathless.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, crazy. You're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right. The whole of the time. But when they get you love me right. Oh, come on, baby, now don't be shy. This love was meant for you and I. Wind, rain, sleet or snow, I'm gonna be wherever you go. You have left me
breathless.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Racial tensions now run high in a San Diego suburb as protesters take to the streets of El Cajon after police say that a black man shot and killed on Tuesday was pointing a vape smoking device at an officer.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets last night, blocking traffic at times. Alfred Alango was shot and killed as police responded to a call about someone walking in traffic.
That's correspondent Jay Corwin.
I think the legislation is badly misguided.
That's CIA Director John Brennan towing the Obama administration line when it comes to lawmakers overriding the president's veto of a measure that allows U.S. victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia.
And doesn't take into account the negative impact on U.S. national security interests.
But the override had overwhelming Democratic support as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
There will not be a government shutdown tomorrow as the House and Senate have passed a temporary spending bill which continues federal government funding for 10 more weeks. The spending extension including more than $1 billion to fight the Zika virus, Democrats securing a deal from Republican leaders to take up emergency funding for Flint, Michigan after the elections. In 1999, then-candidate George W. Bush was asked to name some specific world leaders.
The new Prime Minister of India is, no.
Bush going 0-for-4, but those were specific questions. Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson was asked to name one world leader that he respects.
The former president of Mexico.
Which one?
I'm having a brain.
Name anybody.
That is heard on MSNBC. Johnson defenders saying that liberal commentator Chris Matthews didn't help by badgering Johnson as he did.
President
of
Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, it's time to speak to one of my long-lost friends. That would be Michelle. She's on the phone with me. Good morning, Michelle. How are you? Oops.
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning? It's good to be back.
Yes, good to be back. We're back in the saddle again, which is ironic because it's Gene Autry's birthday today. So, wow, so we got so many things to talk about. We had...
the debate on Monday, and we had the some people were starting to throw Janet Yellen under the bus. So, how is all that shaping up in the markets?
Exactly. Yeah, it's been an interesting, you know, since we last spoke, we've had, you know, a little bit of a normal, you know, roller coaster. It's up one day, it's down one day, it's up one day, it's down one day. And then yesterday we had OPEC agreeing to cut oil production when they meet formally in November. And that would be the first cut in supply since 2008, because there's a nice little rally that happened on Wall Street yesterday, although we're starting to see that wane a little bit because now, of course, investors are growing skeptical about the details of the agreement and how it's going to be enforced. But that did create some positivity over in the Asia and European markets this morning. Let's see. In terms of the debate and the election, you know, that will continue to be in focus. I think the markets in general on Tuesday, the debate was Monday night, on Tuesday, were kind of breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief in the sense that, if you recall, the markets have been building in a Hillary Clinton win. And so then when it looked last week that Trump was starting to gain some ground, you know, we saw a little bit of volatility kick in. And then, again, depending on which media outlet you turn on, you know, most of them are saying Hillary Clinton did better, although there are a few that said Trump did better. But all in all, we're going to definitely continue to see that be in focus from now until the election. I mean, on any given day, depending upon who's talking about what, or, you know, I guess I should say who's picking on whom and the effects there, what that's going to look like. Although they did both talk about, you know, the increase, their proposed increase in taxing that top 1%. So, of course, there are lots of charts and commentary out on that as well. So let's see what else has happened. This morning, we are going to be receiving the third estimate of the second quarter GDP. We also have international goods trade figure for August and pending home sales. And, of course, it's Thursday, so also weekly jobless claims here in the U.S. We have Janet Yellen speaking in Kansas City at 4 o'clock this afternoon, so pretty much when the market closes here on Eastern time. She'll be talking at a forum on banking and the economy, but we also do have Fed Governor Jerome Powell speaking in St. Louis about some trends in community bank performance. Let's see. We also have Apple. You know, obviously Apple is one of the most widely followed stocks out there. Their stock was falling a little bit in pre-market trading after Barclays removed its top pick designation. They lowered their price target. Well, they didn't lower by too much. They lowered it to $114 a share from $115 a share. But that was causing a little bit of a volatility in Apple stock. Let's see. It looks like Walmart is popping up on the radar. Looks like they're in talks to buy a stake in Indian online retailer Flipkart, according to some reports. And then we did have some earnings coming out this morning, even though third quarter isn't yet officially over. Again, companies that are working on a different fiscal calendar are reporting their earnings now. So we had Pepsi coming in 8 cents above. They also beat on revenue. We had ConAgra beating on earnings. Their revenue was slightly below. We had Accenture beating on revenue and also on earnings. They increased their dividend by 10% as well. But then we had Novo Nordisk, who's the world's largest insulin maker, cutting about 1,000 jobs. They made that announcement, I guess, this morning. So we continue to see some pressure, you know, going on in terms of the jobs markets, especially in some of the sectors related, well, lots of different sectors, but whether it's healthcare, banking, of course, I should not fail to mention the Wells Fargo CEO will be testifying again this morning. You know, that story just continues to shock those of us in the financial services industry because, you know, in my mind, Wells Fargo has always been one of the, you know, as far as the big banks go, one of the more conservative, play-by-the-rules type of companies. When it came out about, you know, the accounts that were set up without customers' knowledge, I was just shocked by that news. But I guess it is what it is. But hopefully the CEO is, you know, at first when he came out and said, oh, you know, I knew nothing about any of this, and at least now hopefully he's coming closer to letting everyone know what's really going on. I feel bad for the folks that have lost their jobs because of it, you know, depending on what was going on there.
Yeah, that was quite a window into an organization that was a little out of control, no doubt.
Exactly. And, you know, it kind of jarred Joe and I crazy because, you know, there are, and it's not just in banking and financial services, but, you know, any sales-related company, you know, you always hear the stories about the sales pressure tactics and, you know, you never want to think you would be one of those people that would fall prey to it, but I guess if your job is on the line and someone's telling you they have to do this, you have to do that,
yeah.
You know, if you want to put food on the table for your family, you're going to be like, well, you know, so it's really, you know, it's sad. So things definitely need to change there. But it's sales, so I guess, you know, things like that are always going to go on. But
it's groupthink, too, because you're surrounded by other people that, like it or not, are rationalizing the behavior.
Right.
So it's hard to be objective after a while. You know, you got the pressure.
Right.
You have your personal pressure. You have the pressure in the office. You have the peer pressure.
Right.
And then you just see people who are finding a way to rationalizing it. You're having these little coffee conversations, and somebody's giving you a perspective that's allowing you to somehow let down your moral and ethical behavior.
Right.
So
I
know how it happens. It's just it's just unfortunate that the people who are supposed to lead the organization
exactly
you know, put that in their hands. So, all right. Well, we have a lot going on. I'm sitting here trying
lots going on.
Sitting here trying to look at the trend. It's been pretty volatile. So, you know, that's a little bit of the fact that we're in the quarter. It's the fact that we've come out of vacation, and then we started.
Exactly. No, most definitely.
And
tomorrow will be the last trading day of the month.
How about that?
So we'll see how
trading day of the quarter.
Right.
So,
exactly.
That's your window dressing. A lot of the mutual funds start to grab names of equities so that they look good when they put out their newsletters and their quarterly updates. So, and then we'll start October. My goodness, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
All right. Well, hopefully you got things to do indoors. It's going to be a wet weekend.
I know.
So
we do need the rain, but it is a little depressing when, you know, it's all gray and the forecast isn't looking too bright. But
it gets better next week, but after you return back to work, unfortunately.
Yes, of course.
All right, Michelle. Well, great to talk to you again.
All right.
We'll see if we can do this more consistently in the near future, all right?
All right, sounds like a plan. Have a great day.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and on HuntingChimberRitter.com. We're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to find out if Diane Lane will speak with us. Let's find out what's going on with her. Hang on. We're listening to Good Morning Hunter and on HuntingChimberRitter.com.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, it feels like old home week, and now I get to speak to my other good friend, Diane Lane.
Hi, Chris.
We've been trying to get you back together, and we for...
Oh, yes. Wow. Everyone's busy, busy, busy. You know,
yeah.
Here it is, September. Kids are back to school, and you got to start thinking, what am I going to do with my kids next year?
Yes. Yes.
That's how you have to do it, because there's so many trends out there right now. people, the millennial group, which is the younger group, which has kids in school, they want to experience everything, you know, adventure, experiential travel. They want to do something that they're never going to do again. And I don't blame them, because you know what? You never know what life's going to hold you.
No, wait a minute, Hang on. These are the kids. These are kids that are, what, 20-somethings?
20s and 30s. They're looking for exotic adventures. They're looking for a vacation that includes outdoor activities. They're looking to share adventures with everybody on the social network. You know, they're saying, hey, I did this unique thing, you know? That's one of the trends. Another thing is a staycation, which is, instead of booking adventures in faraway lands, people are sticking closer to home.
Right.
And they're playing closer to home, and many families are looking to travel pros like us to say, hey, I've been there, I did that, look at this. You know, I mean, I couldn't get anybody to book my trip out to the Grand Canyon in Utah, Las Vegas, or anything. People are already doing it, you know. So if you want to do something different, then you got to try something different.
Yeah.
But the older generation is staying close to home, you know.
The old generation is staying close to home. The 20-somethings are getting out of here. They're trying the exotic things that I wouldn't even think of.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And then this year, towards the end of this year, and many more next year, we're getting undersea resorts. Fiji's got one that's coming up. Once-in-a-lifetime chance to sleep with the fishes. It's a floor-to-ceiling, windows-providing, eye-opening view. And living underworld, like you're going to be in a submarine, but you're actually exposed to the whole thing. Okay?
It's almost like an Atlantis type thing.
Yes, Atlantis at Palm Dubai is sold out most of 2017, and so is the Poseidon. They have a waiting list of several years.
Wow.
So if you're thinking of going over to the Dubai, but you're going to not do what you wanted to do.
Right.
And the other thing is the Maldives. They're getting very popular, and that's the little tiny places off in the ocean out there, off in Africa. Nobody goes there, but you know what? They're starting to go there. It's what it is. It's those way out kind of places. And then river cruising, again, you're starting to get in that trend. Crystal Cruises, they're going to be doing a lot of river cruising. They got a whole brochure this year of stuff already. And you know, and you're into, have you done a river cruise?
No, I normally do the oceans. My mother's done them, and they're more exotic and unique tours in the Europe. In the United States, quite frankly, and I could, you know, maybe I have a jaded look at it, but the towns on rivers in the United States are usually the run down ones. Not a lot to see.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just being biased and uninformed.
Now, can you hear me? Because you're kind of like echoing back.
No, I can hear you. Sorry.
Okay. And another place that I love to go to all the time is Anguilla. It's a little British island off of St. Martin. And Cuisinart has a fantastic resort on there. Well, they're opening up a new one, The Reef by Cuisinart. It is going to debut in November, and it's 106 ocean view suites and 1 and 2 bedrooms, 6 villas, and it's on Long Bay Beach. And they have their other resort, which is by the golf course, and they grow everything hydroponically and cook it from the garden to the table. And the other resort has the cooking location, the kitchen, where you can learn how to cook. They have a feature there.
Okay.
That you can go do that. So The Reef is a contemporary beachfront resort, and they have a shuttle that's going to go between and signing privileges between the two resorts, so you can back and forth. So you can check things out. You know, and then Jamaica has a new little boutique resort coming on called Mangoes Jamaica. It's an adults-only all-inclusive. It's a relaunch, refurbish of Pebble Beach Hotel in the White Sands Bay Village of Cooper's Pen. That only has 96 rooms. So it's, you know, a very small little, these are the little small resorts. Otherwise, you can get into the bigger resorts if you want to do that, like in Dominican Republic. But I'm not into that. I just want to take it all in. I want to see what it's all about, you know? And then the other thing is, I don't know if a lot of people want to do, the islands archipelago is the French ambiance down in the islands. You have Guadalupe, remember the little French Antilles I was telling you about?
Yep.
And they're starting to have more flights to go down to see the two islands, some of the islands down there. And Norwegian Air is offering nonstop service from the U.S. East Coast to Guadeloupe and Martinique. They haven't done it in 2 decades. So they're starting to do this starting in December. It's a European budget airline, and they're going to be launching weekly flights from JFK, Boston, Logan, and Baltimore, Washington. So it's going to be 3 times a week, and they're going to be doing twice weekly from Fort Lauderdale. So they're starting to open up the islands. And have you been down to those islands at all?
The French Antilles, you said?
Guadeloupe?
No.
St. Barts?
Nope.
Okay, like the St. Kitts?
Nope.
Nevis is off of St. Martin. These are a little further
been
down.
To St. Martin.
Okay, Montserrat?
Nope.
The island with the volcano on it?
No, I didn't. Well, my goodness, how did I miss that one?
Yeah, closed years ago. They don't have any people living there. They're trying to keep it going and come back. But I don't know if it's going to happen because it's an active volcano. It affects all the islands around. It's just what it is. And they just had a major eruption in Indonesia on Tuesday in Jakartar. And the Mount Bada Jade on one of the islands, it erupted. Nobody got killed or anything, but it messed up everything in Bali and Indonesia with the airlines. A lot of things are shut down and stuff. So you kind of have to kind of read between the lines.
Yeah.
But this little island, these two little islands are not too close to Montserrat, so they wouldn't be affected by it. But it's just very laid back. There's two main islands, Basete and Gantere. There's a bridge that connects the two. And you travel by car yourself, and they really say, like, get in and walk in the streets, visit daily, go to the markets, visit the fishermen, the fruit sellers, see the craft and spice vendors. They make phenomenal rum on the island, and they have the French Creole cuisine. They're into that. So if you're into that, wanting to lay back, way back, all-inclusives are all over the place. It's one of those little islands that nobody knows about. Smaller hotels. They cater to all special interests of people. Some of them have these little bungalows that have 2 to 8 guests can stay. They have these Thai Buddhist architecture design in some locations. There's another place that only has 19 rooms. Another location has 300 rooms, Club Med. It sits on 47 acres. So Club Med is down there, and that's an all-inclusive, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for some bigger stuff, they have it. And then this little island of Guadeloupe and Martinique. Now, that's another one. Into the diving. Anybody into diving, scuba diving, snorkeling. You know, these two islands are phenomenal. Just like Bonaire and Curaçao, all the diving, where people just go to Aruba.
Martinique's off of Venezuela, right? That's the one? I'm sorry, that's Margarita Island. Martinique? Yeah, I've been to Martinique. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to stop with a boat if you took one of those southern cruises.
Yes.
Yep. But this Norwegian Air is supposed to be operating, really inexpensively one way, including taxes. They're saying starting at $79. I'm saying, wow.
Wow.
We want to go? Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Right, exactly, right. And the other region of this little Lesser Antilles, so like I told you, it's Martinique. It's got beautiful beaches, local markets, French and West Indian. It has the stores. Let's see. They don't accept U.S. dollars, and there's some language barriers, but the official language is French. But they're trying to work that out so people start increasing it. And so now they're starting to take the U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to get that interaction with the English language immersion program. They're trying to convince people to accept things, and it's just what it is because it's not visited. It's visited by cruising. It's not done by people flying in.
Right.
So that's how people are finding out about it. And they're only there for the day. They're not like really learning about the island. So they have a rum plantation that's from the 1800s. So, They have a lot of things you can see. I mean, it's just what it is. They have Fort St. Louis. It's an old Navy base. It's a focal point in the harbor. It's interested in learning about the long history.
Mm-hmm.
They have a craft market, like all of them. They have 40 merchants to sell things, to all spice vendors, handmade crafts, farmers market. So it's, you know, two unique locations to go and see. And like St. Kitts and Nevis. Nevis is another little island nobody knows about. Everybody knows about St. Kitts, but you don't know anything about Nevis. And they have some beautiful plantations to stay at.
Neat.
I mean, really laid back.
Yeah, no, it
you
sounds
think
great.
That you own the place.
Yeah, it sounds like I gotta talk to you so I can get out of Dodge City here.
Right.
So you're throwing about 3 weeks of information at me in 5 minutes. So we're gonna have to wrap it up today.
We'll have to come back. Yes,
yes, but how do people get in touch with you to?
They can call me at 908-238-9935 and call up Set Employment and let's go make some great adventures.
You know, check out the twins too. That'll be fun.
What's coming? Yeah,
they're coming. All right, Diane, great to talk to you again. We'll touch base with you again.
Don't work too hard, Chris.
Thank you. We'll try and get back to Wednesdays next week. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Diane Lane from D&L Travel. Give her a call to solve your vacation needs. We're gonna be taking a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511. Started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.com.
Heavensharvest.com.
With a recap of some of what the candidates were talking about on the campaign trail yesterday, here's USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
Donald Trump is going after Google, saying the web giant suppresses news about Hillary Clinton.
Google's search engine was suppressing the bad news about Hillary Clinton. How about that? How about that?
That's Trump campaigning in Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton was in New Hampshire, meanwhile, warning a Trump presidency could turn the Supreme Court in a conservative direction.
Meanwhile, another